Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time for our key matchups as we look ahead to Sunday's game. The Eagles and those Dallas Cowboys. Chris, why don't you begin?
I will. I will start with the Eagles defense. Linebacker Kiko Alonso going against tight end Jason Witten, the wily veteran for the Cowboys. With no Dez Bryant, you know that for Tony Romo, Witten will be the safety valve. He was the go-to guy late in the win over the Giants last week. And we saw the athleticism from Alonso, who has the size and ability to be able to play out in space to take on those tight ends. So certainly a fun matchup. And I don't know if the Eagles really have ever had anyone of Alonso's size and stature to be able to keep up with someone like Witten, who has been a thorn in the Eagles' side for years.
Way back when a linebacker by the name of Carlos Emmons
was
able to be a tight end cover man, but the Eagles have had trouble since Emmons left town. My first matchup will be on defense again. This time it's cornerback Byron Maxwell looking to bounce back from his tough performance on Monday night against the Falcons. Maxwell against the Cowboys, Terrence Williams, not Dez Bryant, but still a threat down the field. And Byron Maxwell really needs to be more physical at the line of scrimmage. He talked about it during the week about how he was unable to get the technique down. He needs to be a better cornerback. All eyes on Byron Maxwell. Not to be a shutdown cornerback necessarily, but to be much more productive than he was on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Tough outing for him. He bounces back on Sunday.
Well, the key for Williams is going to be the man delivering the football, and that's Tony Romo, one of the smartest quarterbacks in the NFL. Obviously, very talented, has been good for a number of years. But the thing is, when you look at the performance that both he and Sam Bradford had in their respective season openers, they both struggled early, bounced back late. The difference is Romo was able to come out with the win. Bradford was unable to deliver that W for the Eagles. But for Romo, a guy who I'm going to watch is a safety valve. It's going to be Lance Dunbar, very similar to who Sam Bradford has to utilize in Darren Sproles. So the first time for Sam Bradford playing in the regular season at home in the Lincoln Financial Field faithful, certainly will be amped up for this matchup, and the Eagles fans can't wait to get on Tony Romo's case. It's really going to be interesting to see how the workload that DeMarco Murray was able to take off Romo last year, how that's going to affect Romo moving forward, because now obviously you don't have Murray, but you don't have that go-to guy in Bryant.
Yeah, and certainly the Cowboys will look to other options, and so will the Eagles. Sam Bradford, well, last week he found Jordan Matthews 10 times. This week, do the Eagles throw the football down the field? And that is my second matchup. The Eagles wide receiving core against the Cowboys defensive backfield without Orlando Scandrick. It is not a star-studded group in Dallas, but they did the job against the Giants on Sunday night. The Eagles dinking and dunking their way to 24 points on Monday night. Did they throw it down the field to Nelson Agholor? Does Josh Huff stretch the defense? Who besides, or in addition to, I should say, Jordan Matthews contributes from the wide receiving core? The Eagles have talked about the depth at wide receiver here. They feel good about the depth. They like the numbers some of these young players they think will really blossom. Josh Huff, Jordan Matthews, Nelson Agholor, Riley Cooper, and Miles Austin, kind of role players in the Monday night loss. Really interested to see, Chris, if the Cowboys come in to take away DeMarco Murray, how does Sam Bradford attack in the passing game?
Yeah, it'll be something to watch. So coming up next here on Eagles 360, it's our stats-only feature. Alex Smith will delve into the numbers you need to know to get ready for Sunday's NFC Showdown.